This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, this is some weird news. Lightning killed 323 reindeer in Norway. This is a very, very odd story and a pretty scary one, but 323 reindeer were killed during a recent thunderstorm, making it one of the deadliest strikes ever. Hunters in a remote area discovered the bodies last Friday. You know, now we know that lightning can strike people, and that's usually what gets the news, but I've never seen a story like this with 323 reindeer. And we got Christmas coming up, too. I mean, we need our reindeer. Two scientists at an Australian research institute have found that everything from seal pups to wild turkeys to elephants and giraffes, well, giraffes, I can see why, have been killed by lightning. There's John Jensenius, a lightning safety expert from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, being reported by TheVerge.com, was interviewed, and he said it isn't that unusual to see farm animals or wild animals like reindeer be killed by lightning. 323 is a rather large number, but he says there has been reports of 654 sheep being killed in one spot. Am I the only one that finds this just fascinating? I had no idea that one lightning storm could kill 654 sheep. Animals do tend to group together in storms. They huddle under trees, so if lightning strikes the tree or somewhere nearby, the entire group can be killed. And we don't know how common this is because it's hard to track, though usually it's herds of 10 or 20 animals that get killed. So I guess if somebody is a rancher or a farmer, they'll, you know, try to have everybody in the, I don't know, stable or farm, or I don't know where they keep all their sheep or reindeer. But when it's wild like this, no one's taking care of them. In the case where the animals are huddling under a tree, sometimes you see some visible signs on the tree, though you may not see visible signs on the animals themselves. They say it's hard to know where lightning strike based on pictures, but there may be an animal among the dead animals that has visible signs, like charring of the skin. They go, when animals or people are in groups, and most are being killed by the ground current, so there's a direct strike that hits the tree, and then the energy spreads along the ground surface. And if you're anywhere near that lightning strike, you will absorb the electricity, and then you get shocked. So the lightning goes up one leg and down the other. Animals are more vulnerable because their legs are spread out more, so the ground currents travel more easily to their bodies. So it doesn't matter if they're touching or exactly how close they are. It matters if they're all in the area hit by lightning, he says. Ground currents are the thing that's responsible for most lightning deaths and injuries to both people and animals. So then how far away do you need to be? They say the animals seem to be in an area that was 50 to 80 feet in diameter and on the hillside. So it shows you that lightning could travel a good distance. And so the electricity goes through the body. What happens is it ends up stopping the heart. So there's the side flash. That's when an animal or person is standing close to the tree. The tree is hit by lightning, and then the lightning jumps from tree to person or animal. A side flash usually kills one or a small number. It won't be like a whole bunch, like a ground current. There's something called wall conduction, they say, which is when something plugged into the wall is a direct connection to a wire outside. So if the wire outside is struck, the lightning will follow the wire, and you can be shocked. So they say back in the 1930s and 1940s, 300 to 400 people killed every year in the United States. Now, I guess our 10-year average is about 31 people. This year, however, we've had 32 people thus far die. And, you know, we are coming into monsoon season, or actually we are in monsoon season. So lightning storms, I mean, we've seen lightning in our area, pretty serious stuff. You know, the kids are in the pool. I'm like, get out of the pool! Get out of the pool! So what do you do when there is a lightning storm? Well, you got to find shelter immediately. You don't want to wait, all right, until, you know, you actually see the lightning. Once you start to see some really bad clouds and, you know, you've listened to the weather reports and they talk about there will be some lightning, just don't get out of the pool. Okay, you want to find shelter near stone, okay, something like that, more like, but you don't want to be near a tree. You don't want to be near anything tall because the lightning will hit the tall structure. So let's say if you can't find a substantial structure, according to WikiHow, I like WikiHow because they have some really nice pictures. They say if the car is struck, the metal body will conduct the electricity around you but not through you. Make sure all your windows are rolled up and doors are closed. Be careful not to lean against any metal. If you do, the lightning will be conducted into your body. Do not use the radio, they say. Avoid small structures such as standalone public restrooms. Often covering and rain shelters are also not suitable because many times they attract the lightning and offer no protection. Do not stand under a tree. Bring the pets inside, okay? Because many of the dog houses and pet shelters are not enough. A pet leash to a fence, a lot higher risk of getting struck. You got to stay away from windows. Keep the windows closed. Try to stay within inner rooms of the structure. And by the way, do not touch the wall. As you know, it could drive the electrical current. Don't touch anything metal or electrical. Using a landline phone is the main cause of lightning-related injuries. So your cell phone should be fine. Do not lie on concrete floors or against concrete walls because most concrete has this wire mesh. Do not touch any electrical outlets. Stay out of the bathtub or shower and avoid indoor swimming pools. Let me see what else they say. Stay inside at least 30 minutes until after the strike. Do not go just because the rain has let up. And then let's say you are stuck outside. What do you do? Well, you need to move to a lower elevation. Lightning is going to strike higher up objects. So if you are in a large open space, you want to avoid that. Like if you're on a golf course or a soccer field, okay? You know, you want to hopefully, you know, be in an area where the lightning will hit something else. But you don't want to stand next to that something else because then you could get hit. You don't want to be near unprotected vehicles like a golf cart or unprotected structures like bleachers. Stay away from bleachers, picnic shelters, etc. Don't forget to get out of the water. If you are caught in a lightning storm, maintain at least a distance of 50 to 100 feet between each person because it'll reduce the risk of the lightning travel from each other, especially with that ground current like we talked about. Make sure you take a head count, okay? Remove your backpack. And if you are stuck, you want to be in a lightning crouch position where you are as flat and tight to the ground as possible. Well, you don't want to be flat, but you want to be as close to the ground as possible, but in a very tight position. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, we've created a National Blood Donation Week. September 4th to September 10th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 10th is National Blood Donation Day. Governors in multiple states have declared their state blood donation day to be September 10th, and we are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. See, when a crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And since thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis, blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. So while your governor's office is working on the proclamation, please sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com or follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. Remember, one pint of blood could save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit.
credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. Well, many of you guys are kind of running around doing the dance because we're coming up on a three-day weekend. Woo-hoo, yay, Labor Day. Woo-hoo, love Labor Day weekend. Very good. Very excited. Okay? I mean, when I grew up, school started after Labor Day weekend, but they've changed it around now where school starts before, which I'm happy about, too. I'm already running around doing cartwheels because the kids are back to school. Kids are back to school. Yes. Yes. Oh, there were pains in the tushy. Boy, were they pains in the tushy. Okay, so anyway. So we got the three-day weekend coming up, and everybody's excited. Well, apparently there's a scientist that says we should be having three-day weekends all the time. Alex Williams at City University says it cuts our environment's impact. That if we work less days, we'll use less office lighting, we'll use less air conditioning, and there will be less time spent running computers and other equipment. I don't know what he's talking about, because a lot of people stay home being on their computers. They say a reduction in working hours generally correlates with marked reductions in energy consumption, according to economists David Rosnick and Mark Weisbrot have argued. They said Americans simply followed European levels of working hours, they would see an estimated 20% reduction in energy use and then in carbon emissions. With a four-day week, huge amounts of commuting to and from work would be avoided, as well as the energy outputs from running workplaces. At a point where we need to massively cut back on carbon outputs, instituting a three-day weekend could be the simplest and most elegant way to make our economy more environmentally friendly. He has a point with the traffic. Okay, I will definitely give them that. Less traffic. However, okay, people on their day off still drive somewhere. So not everybody just stays home. So on one end, if all the traffic just seems to happen during rush hour, and then lunchtime, around lunchtime, it's kind of quiet or whatever, you know, I'm actually wondering if you had a bunch of people running around, then is that more traffic on the streets overall? I don't know. I don't know. So they say in 2007, the U.S. state of Utah redefined the work week for state employees with extended hours on Monday to Thursday so that they could eliminate Fridays entirely. In the first 10 months, the move saved the state $1.8 million in energy costs. I had no idea. Fewer working days meant less office lighting, less air conditioning, less time spent running computers and equipment, all without reducing the total number of hours worked. They say for one day a week, thousands of commuters were able to stay at home. If their reductions in their greenhouse gas emissions from travel were included, the state estimated saving more than 12,000 tons of carbon dioxide each year. They say Utah abandoned the experiment in 2011 after residents complained that they were unable to access services on Fridays. They say it seems this sort of change has to be accompanied by a shift in our expectations so that Friday becomes a third weekend rather than simply a weekday without work. Okay, I have a problem with that, and I'll tell you guys in a second. They say what Utah, though, does show is that replicated across the entire country, a four-day work week would see substantial progress towards an economy that does less damage to the environment. And there would be other benefits. They say working less would improve the work-life balance, help restore our mental health and physical well-being. It would also give us more time to spend on social activities, to care for children and the elderly, and to engage with our communities. Experiments with reduced working hours at select workplaces in Sweden in 2015 reduced sickness and even increased productivity. I'll agree with that. Going, you know what, I just got to make it one more day. You know, or I get to sleep in at least 3 days a week. I could see that. But then you have a lot more people going to work sick, going, you know what, I can make it. Just give me one more day. As opposed to somebody going, you know what, there is no way I'm going to make it because Friday is so long off. Okay, so what could be a problem with all this? Well, my concern is whenever you have three-day weekends, okay, what do people like to do on a three-day weekend? Well, they like to go shopping. So somebody has to work at the shops. People have to get gas if they're driving. So somebody has to work at the gas stations. People need to eat. So the grocery stores have to be open. And the restaurants have to be open. I mean, I live in Las Vegas, so of course I'm a little, you know, jaded and biased in terms of, you know, we live on being 24/7. And so if you're going to tell people they get to be off, you can't have the city shut down. You can't do that because people need access. You know, I was open on Saturdays for patients because my teachers and people who were working, you know, if they had the day off, they needed to come in. And that was their only day they could come in. So let's say you have to be very productive those first 4 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Okay, and you have to go to the doctor. Oh, well, the doctor will be open on Friday. Well, why does the doctor have to be open when everybody else gets to be off? Well, they're doctors. They have to work 24/7. So now, all right, so then if the doctor's like, you know what, that's okay. Everybody else could have the four-day work week. That's fine. We never get to take a day off anyway. We'll be open on Fridays. Well, then our clinics are going to be slammed on Fridays. Well, we're going to need staff. Then the staff have to come in. Well, if the staff have to come in, they've got to be able to grab some food. They have to be able to. We're still going to need air conditioning. So, you see, it's I see what they're saying, but now we have a system out there where people want to go to the mall. People want to, you know, visit places. People want to be, you know, active. And so it's, you know, everyone's not going to go out into nature. People are going to want to. We are very grateful for the people that work graveyard and for the people that work weekends. We're very grateful because they're the ones that help keep, you know, keep our weekends going smooth. You know, we like to go to a movie on the weekend. Who's manning the movie theater? So, you know, who is benefiting from the three-day weekend? Probably the only groups that are going to get it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, with Labor Day weekend, we got barbecues. Lot of barbecues. And so we have a report here from drugs.com on how to make your barbecue a little bit more healthy. Why? Because usually with barbecues, we've got burgers and high-fat side items. And they say what you can do is a few things to lighten up and make them healthier. See, Labor Day weekend to me starts to lead in to football season. So that's when it's like chips and dip. I rarely eat French onion dip and chips, but when it's football season, OMG. So the American Heart Association is suggesting skipping mayonnaise-based salads in favor of brightly colored veggie and fruit salads. Try topping with toasted nuts and skip the croutons. So you get that, eat more fruit salad or colorful vegetable salad. Take out the nuts and put in, or take out the croutons and put in nuts. Serve fresh cut crunchy raw vegetables like cucumber, broccoli, carrots, and cauliflower with low fat dip instead of potato chips. Skip regular soda in favor of plain water. Skip store bought baked goodies, which are loaded in saturated fats. Maybe do a healthy fruit smoothie and a little yogurt. That's right. Tell a whole bunch of guys coming over for the game to eat yogurt and a smoothie. Wrap up your barbecue with a sweet treat like grilled fruit. Oh, I hate barbecue fruit. Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, maybe that's why, you know, that's why I'm going to have problems later. All right. You know, they've been talking about women, especially. They've been talking about how those of us who work hard, especially women, will be more at the risk of stroke, heart attack, and depression. A new study suggests that if we work too hard, which is me, we have a 10% increase in having depression, strokes, and heart attacks. They looked at data from several manufacturing companies in Denmark when the country experienced an export boom in 1996 and 2006. Then they used government data to track the health of workers at these firms, both during those years and sometime afterwards. They found workers responded to their company's increased export orders by putting in far more effort, so they were more productive and they worked longer hours. But then they start to have more health and injury problems, especially the females. They say women working for companies that experienced a surge in export demand were subsequently more likely to be treated for severe depression and to take prescription medication for heart attack or stroke. That's crazy. The researchers concluded a 10% increase in output in women's chance of severe job injury, severe depression, 2.5%, blood clot, needing blood anti-blood clot medication, 7.7%, and hospitalizations for heart attacks and strokes increased 15%. Men increased as well, but not as much. Number of sick days per person tended to fall when the export boom began, meaning the workers felt pressure to turn up even if they weren't feeling well. But as the lift in export demand became more sustained, the number of sick days per person increased significantly. So what does that mean? Well, it means if we work too hard, if we're working 5 days a week, we're ruining the planet, we're ruining our health, let's just all sit home and Facebook all day long. Look, guys, you know, our predecessors worked hard. I'm not saying we have to be in industrial conditions where we're breathing in soot or we're breathing in, I don't know, all sorts of pollutants and stuff. I'm not saying we need that. But the idea that all these articles are talking about how we need to work less, we need to work less. Well, then who the hell is building this country? 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Colin Kaepernick, San Francisco's 49ers quarterback, made some headlines as he refused to stand during the national anthem on Friday because he says it's his views on the country's treatment of racial minorities. And I believe this is the second time he's done it. He says, I am not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color, he told NFL media after Friday's game. He says, to me, this is bigger than football. and it would be selfish on my part to look the other way. There are bodies in the streets and people getting paid leave and getting away with murder. The 49ers acknowledge in a statement that Kaepernick sat on the team's bench during the national anthem before San Francisco's game against the Green Bay Packers in Santa Clara, California. According to the 49ers statement, the national anthem is and always will be a special part of the pregame ceremony. It is an opportunity to honor our country and reflect on the great liberties we are afforded as citizens in respecting such American principles as freedom of religion and freedom of expression. We recognize the right of an individual to choose to participate or not in our celebration of the national anthem. Now, I think in basketball, it's required. I don't think it's required for the NFL. Kaepernick told NFL media that he did not tell the team he was planning to protest the national anthem. He says, this is not something that I'm going to run by anybody. I am not looking for approval. I have to stand up for people that are oppressed. If they take football away, my endorsements from me, I know that I stood up for what is right. 49ers coach Chip Kelly called Kaepernick's actions his right as a citizen. We recognize his right to do that. It's not my right to tell him not to do something. Kelly added that he hadn't received any feedback from his players regarding this debate, although now we're being told that people are really giving him crap about this. There's been a lot of pushback. You know, especially since many of us look at the, you know, many of us, you know, look at the flag as, you know, and as we stand to respect our military. And so many people are looking at it as a form of disrespect. I mean, see here's, this is what I'm confused about. Okay. And you know, I kind of tell this to many people out there in Hollywood and in sports, et cetera. Okay. I don't know how many millions of dollars you get a year. But if you want to really help and make a difference, okay, why don't you, you know, as opposed to sitting out of a national anthem, you know, sitting down when everybody's standing, okay, you know, showing support of those who fought, you know, bravely for this beautiful country we live in, okay, I would have suggested, you know, other displays, like maybe take some of those multi-million dollars that you make on our beautiful soil and donate it to support groups or donate it to, you know, educating the youth or helping, you know, victims that are shot, you know, get medical treatment. You know, I, you know, so many people, they want to show that they want to be heroes making an impact. That would have totally, I think, been received so amazingly. If you're going to actually use money to help victims of police shootings or use money to help victimized youth, or, you know, build, I don't know, you know, build something. But deciding to take a seat and rest your footsies during the national anthem, that's not the show of heroism. He gets his media attention. He gets to look like a hero. But what is so heroic? Okay, I mean, you know, adding, you know, more tension and blaming the flag or blaming the national anthem or blaming America for a problem that can't realistically get fixed by your sitting down on a chair when everybody else is standing. Do something. You know, if we want to change this world, we got to do something. Okay, I mean, then get a, you know, I mean, then you're going to be a hero. And I understand people will do things in protest. And mind you, I like it. Like when the Dallas Cowboys wanted to wear a ribbon, you know, for, you know, police, Dallas police. Okay, that's nice. It's a nice gesture to show support. So I would rather he have done a positive showing support for people affected by violence from the police, if that's what he wants to, make a statement for, then do something positive. Maybe put something on your jersey. Maybe, you know, make us, you know, something positive. But to negatively retract like you did, and I mean, how is your sitting down helping people? Okay, I mean, they need money. They need assistance. They need, you know, I mean, we have gun violence. We have people getting shot in Chicago and, you know, cities all over this country. Okay, what can you do to help? Sitting down during a national anthem doesn't help the situation at all. Right? But the millions of dollars you make can. So do something. So get out there, and if you really, really hate this country that much, move. Or let's see you do something. Let's see you change something. You know, you could have, if you wanted to sit out, then, you know, lose the game. Or you could have left the game and not played. You could have called in sick and not taken sick leave. But to sit out of a national anthem expecting to look like a hero, it's not going to happen. You know, and another thing, too, that you need to realize is when you are in sports or you are in Hollywood, etc., okay, people like kids, you know, etc., you know, they admire you, okay? You know, you are a dream that these kids wish to have that motivates them to get through school. And you really want to sit there and have kids that watch you and watch the game and who love the 49ers now go to school on their first day of school and go, you know what, I'm not going to stand for the stand by the national anthem. No, I'm not going to stand up. I mean, is that really what you want? I mean, maybe selfishly people do. Maybe selfishly people want to do something and then make it go viral and then they get to be in the news. But, I urge you to get up and do something, okay? You know, I don't like the blood shortage crisis. I can't stand the fact that we're short on blood. So I donate blood and I help try to create, you know, these campaigns like, you know, blood donation days and weeks. And, you know, I mean, I'm, you know, for no money, I'm putting myself out there. I'm trying to make something happen. Just, I don't know. It's frustrating. I'm not saying, you know, you don't have a right to sit out through the national anthem. You have a right to do any sort of expression of speech that you want to. But if you were really doing this to help people, there could have been 2 million other things you could have done that would have helped people than this. That's all. And so it's your choice. It's your right. I will, you know, defend your right. It's just ironic that the right that you are enjoying the freedom of is something that you're actually showing disrespect to with the flag. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, well, did this woman have a right? She decided to, on the D train, unleash a box full of live crickets and worms into the subway car at rush hour on August 24th. People thought that she appeared to suffer from mental illness. Somebody bumped into her or pushed her, sending the creepy crawlies all over the place. Chaos ensued. Passengers yelled and cried, running through the car to get away from the bugs. Someone pulled the emergency brake, stranding the train in one spot for the next 30 minutes. Commuters were trapped inside as a woman banged on the windows, carried on erratically, peed on herself. Eventually, emergency services arrived and escorted the woman to the hospital to be evaluated. It was pandemonium. They said it was the craziest thing ever on a train. But then we find out that the woman confessed that the whole thing was a hoax. She wanted to raise awareness about how people react when they see someone with a mental illness. I did this to show people react to situations with homeless people. Wait a second, with bugs crawling all over the place? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit.
credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, we've created a National Blood Donation Week. September 4th to September 10th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 10th is National Blood Donation Day. Governors in multiple states have declared their state blood donation day to be September 10th, and we are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. See, when a crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And since thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis, blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. So while your governor's office is working on the proclamation, please sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com or follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so Mylan, the company that has been under extreme criticism for its $600 a pop EpiPen prescription cost, said it is going to launch the first generic to its allergy auto-injector EpiPen at a discount of more than 50% of the branded product's list price. The company reduced the out-of-pocket cost for EpiPen for some patients last week. Over all this criticism, they expected to launch the generic product in several weeks at a list price of $300. The branded product cost $600. EpiPen used to cost $100 in 2008. Years ago, the copay was still pretty high, about $50 copay, until it just started to skyrocket more and more and more. So still, $300 is still a ridiculous price. Mylan is the latest company to be caught up in growing outrage at apparently egregious drug prices. Valiant Pharmaceuticals International and privately held Turing Pharmaceuticals have both been publicly excoriated for similar price increases. EpiPen was acquired in 2007 by Mylan. They're preloaded injections of epinephrine, adrenaline, used in case of dangerous allergic reaction like anaphylaxis. And anaphylaxis could occur within a couple minutes, easy, of being exposed to an allergen, whether it's a peanut allergy or insects, bees, etc. Certain medications or latex could also have a severe reaction. So Netherlands-based Mylan said it also intends to continue to market and distribute branded EpiPen. Mylan shares were up about 1% at $43.53 in pre-market trading. The stock had fallen 12% last week. So, it is ridiculous. I mean, on one end, we don't want government interfering with, free trade and private enterprise. But on the other end, I don't know how this monopoly happened to the point. I don't know how long their patent is. I mean, EpiPens have been around since I've been in practice or since I was, in training. And so I don't know how the company acquired this and what happened with the patent such that they could, bring them this. And you're talking about kids that need this medication. Now, they changed the EpiPen to a two-pack, but that still doesn't help. That doesn't help us at all in the least with that kind of money having to shell out. So, Yep.
So a lot of patents and stuff, Congress actually writes extension laws every year to extend patent and copyright law. So if a company is in good with Congress, they can just push ahead that extension.
Wow.
That's why I say presidential elections, not so important. Congressional, really important. Pay attention to this in Congress, guys.
Yep, nah, you're right. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's so political. It's so corrupt. It frustrates the hell out of me. And what really stinks is when you see this stupid stuff, this is why people think that there's no cure for cancer or that there has been a cure for cancer and people are trying to hide it. You know, when you see this sort of piracy going on and extortion, it really causes you to lose your faith. And unfortunately, when this type of BS happens, that's what's going to cause us to go into a socialized medicine system. You know, for those of us that don't want socialism, we got to deal with these capitalists that are raping patients. I mean, look, we could do this right. We've done it right. We've been able to do healthcare without becoming socialized. And we're going to because you got some greedy people out there that are messing with people. All of a sudden there's a new drug. Everybody wants to make their money quick, before things get worse again. And unfortunately, it's, going to happen. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they say the FDA has given Roche Pharmaceuticals an emergency use authorization for the light mix Zika RRT-PCR test. According to this announcement made by Roche, the product is to be used on patients who meet the Zika virus clinical and or epidemiological criteria set by the CDC. To detect the virus in samples of EDTA, plasma, or serum, the LightMix Zika test is to be used by Roche's COBA Z480 analyzer or the LightCycler 480 instrument. This is some pretty cool, expensive stuff. The LightMix Zika test is an easy-to-use molecular diagnostic test that enables healthcare professionals to quickly detect the virus. According to Uwe Oberlander, Roche Molecular Diagnostics head, adding that the release of the EUA supports Roche's commitment to aiding healthcare professionals in fighting the serious disease. They say, but while the EUA does facilitate the use of the Zika test, this does not mean the product has been approved or cleared by FDA, but it can be used in laboratories certified by the CLIA, the Clinical Laboratory Improvement Amendments, okay? And the Zika test has only been authorized to detect the virus RNA and not for other pathogens or viruses. So, you know, we need, you know, there's still not been a lot of talk on how we are screening pregnant women. And do we eventually need to start screening all pregnant women? You know, a very scary report came out last week when they were talking about Zika living in the vagina and how women could possibly infect the baby if they, let's say, get Zika, okay, and it dies off and the baby's not affected, the fetus, and then all of a sudden it decides to hide out just like Zika can hide out in men's semen. And then when the baby comes out through the vaginal canal, the baby could get exposed to Zika that way. Well, if that's the case, then we're looking at a virus that's not going to go away in a week. We're looking at a virus that could be there for a very long time. And that a virus that could kind of sit there and reproduce and wait to even reattack. And we know it can cause neurological issues, even in adults. So, you know, one question I have is if you're in your 20s and you get exposed to Zika and you don't have any symptoms, and you think that Zika is gone, when can you get pregnant? Well, right now we've been told, okay, well, you know, maybe wait 8 weeks, maybe now wait 6 months. We don't know. Now that we're being told that this could sit around in bodily fluids and sit around in pelvic areas, we don't know what to tell people. So should we start to actively screen everybody for Zika? Now, we're going to have to move like light and lightning speed to, we're going to have to move, you know, to get a vaccine. So we could vaccinate people. So hopefully this later becomes a moot point, whether Zika's around or not. But if it looks like, you know, so many of us are getting exposed, if we're having sex, if there's going to be local transmission by mosquitoes, I mean, it's one thing to get bit by a mosquito and then hope, well, when mosquito season's over. But if it's in the system, and it's in the semen for months at a time, and then you could get exposed to that. I mean, this could propagate for years, decades. It could propagate forever. So this is some pretty scary, scary stuff. So, you know, we need to be able to test it quickly. We need to be able to vaccinate. We need to educate. And this is something that I just don't see us having a good grip on yet. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of us worry about our memory. Well, if you're worried about losing your memory, you better make sure you don't get diabetes. Another study has come out saying people with diabetes may have memory loss and issues with their memory. Researchers examined results from a series of four memory tests done in 2006 to 2012 on about 1,000 older adults with diabetes and 3,400 elderly people. And the patients who had diabetes and elevated blood sugar performed worse on the first round of memory tests at the start of the study and also experienced a bigger decline in memory function by the end of the study. They say, we believe that the combination of diabetes and high blood sugar increases the chances of a number of health problems. So our study brings attention to the possibility that worsening memory may be one of them. Now, I mean, there's a variety of things. One is the blood sugar could damage the hippocampus, and the hippocampus deals with memory. You know, the other is if you're not getting good blood flow, then you're not getting good active brain cells and active brain connections. And so with that, then unfortunately you could suffer from, you know, lack of cognition and dementia that way. So just please try not to get the diabetes. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit.
credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.